A First Nations business is soaring to new heights and will literally fly all across Australia with their product. Kui Native Superfoods has partnered with national airline Qantas to feature its signature Nance Davidson Plum Cookie on domestic flights. The snacks are made of native ingredients and are catered for gluten-free passengers. The Wire's contributor from Garda Media, Marley Ryan, spoke with founder of Kui Native Superfoods, Desi Daniel, about her products and what this agreement means.
It's Terri-Ann Daniel, but I'm affectionately known as Tezzy, a proud Wiradjuri woman and the founder of Kui Cookies.
Perfect. Could you give us the origin story? $17.90 left in the budget, triplets with allergies, what pushed you to bake that first batch?
Well, I have seven children, well, eight now, but back then I had seven, and the triplets were about 6 years old. Their grandmother was a celiac. One of my triplet daughters, Ayla, she has a severe lactose allergy. One of my older children and their wives were on a vegan journey, and I just wanted to put a plate of food on the table that everyone could enjoy that was delicious and safe. And I just thought that if I had that problem just in my home, then lots of other people were having it in theirs. And the fact that, you know, native botanicals just aren't in everyday snacking, and the average child doesn't know what a wattle seed is or a muntree, and to be able to include some culture in every delicious bite, I just set my sights on baking the most allergy-friendly cookies I could.
And how does this six-week rotating catering cycle work as it expands nationally?
So Nan's Jam Drop with Davidson Plum is being offered as a morning tea offering on flights out of Perth this week, and then it'll be a different port next week and a different port the following week. So it's a rotating 6 weeks across the country and for the next 12 months. So it's really exciting that we get to share my favourite and our bestseller Nan's Jam Drop with everybody flying with Qantas domestically over the next 12 months.
And 500,000 cookies in 12 months, what does that volume mean for your team and suppliers?
Look, it was a very exciting venture to team up with Qantas and to be able to offer that. Obviously, we've increased our team. We have an amazing manufacturer that, you know, is a part of our team. And, yeah, we just all work together to make things happen.
Gorgeous. And you just mentioned Nan's Jam Drop with Davidson Plum. What makes it allergen-friendly? Like, what are the main allergies that are avoided in the cookie?
Okay, so it's 100% plant-based. It has no eggs, no dairy. It's gluten-free, so it ticks heaps of boxes, and we use no nuts in our products at all.
Oh, beautiful. For listeners who've never tried Davidson Plum, could you describe what that flavour is like?
It's quite it's quite sweet, really, but it's also quite tart. But it gives it the jam, the Davidson Plum in the jam, just gives it that really nice, I don't know, it's kind of, yeah, like a sweetie tart kind of flavour, but it mixes really well with the shortbread cookie. So it's almost like a daisy shape. So you've got a biscuit on the bottom, and then we've piped the jam on, and then we've got a daisy shape. So the jam sort of oozes out the top of the cookie, and it's quite sticky and yum.
Yum, you're making my mouth water talking about it. And why was it important that an Indigenous-owned brand takes native flavours to the skies?
You know, it's the oldest living culture, and the foods were stable diets for millennial. And it's just, we just need to bring those amazing native flavours to everyday snacking food. Like, we've just launched three flavours of popcorn that all have native botanicals in them as well. So we're on a mission to change the snacking world here in Australia by giving consumers the highest allergen profiles we can, whilst including the native flavours of, you know, wattle seed, finger lime, kakadu plum, muntries, strawberry gum, and, you know, the Davidson plum that's in Nan's Jam Drop.
That's really awesome. And are you sourcing native ingredients directly from growers? Are there any First Nations suppliers involved?
We go through a third party. And some of our products are supplied by Indigenous growers. Not all, because it's just not possible. But where we can, we really do, yes.
That's really cool. And what do you think your biggest challenge moving from the home kitchen to a national airline catering has been?
Making many mistakes along the way. But hey, that's how we learn. As I tell my children, you know, it's not a mistake is a really good way to learn. So I was just really fortunate that I found a co-manufacturer that would grow with me. So when I was only making, you know, 20 or 30 kilos for one customer and was really growing my brand, they were happy to support me and do that. And then as we have grown, they have grown. And it's been a really mutual and loving relationship that we've had with them. So I'm really blessed.
We're jury entrepreneur Tessie Daniel Day, speaking with Garda Media's Marley Ryan.